and welcome to the Language of God Ministries. I'm your host, Stephen Delacruz, and I am the friend of God. Today, we're exploring a force that can reshape your world, the gift of miracles. The fifth gift of the Holy Spirit from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Are you ready to discover how to ignite this divine power? When it can revolutionize your daily life and why it's your key to breaking barriers. This isn't just talk. It's a call to action for every believer out there, every Christian that is following and seeking more from the Holy Spirit. We'll uncover how to wield it, when to seize it, and why you can't afford to ignore it. Stick around. I have a book at the end that will help you master this gift, give you more insight on how to use it in your daily life. Don't settle for the ordinary. Let's achieve the extraordinary together. What is the gift of miracles? First, let's grasp this truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 declares, "He gives one person the power to perform miracles." This isn't a fairy tale. It's God's creative might in your hands. Picture this. 2 Kings chapter 4. Elijah the prophet takes 20 loaves, barely a snack to feed 100 men. And yet, he tells his servant, "Take these 20 loaves and feed these men." The servant balks at his master and says, "That's impossible." But Elijah says, "Do it." When all is said and done, there are leftovers. An incredible miracle quietly performed when only two people were aware that it was being done. One of the most powerful things about the gift of miracles is you don't need an audience. You don't need a choir singing holy songs for the gift of miracles to erupt. You don't need a glory cloud floating over you. You don't need to have been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Whatever God has called you to do, God will finish in your life. Now, there are three powerful gifts that turn our words into reality: faith, healing, and miracles. When these gifts of the Holy Spirit are activated in you, they flow in this order. Faith is the first gift to spark. Then wisdom erupts into authority and charts the course that is ahead of you. Knowledge is next, and it arms you with the ability to do the things that must be done. And then miracles come along, and that gift makes it happen. It pulls it from the spiritual realm into this natural realm. And it is creative power, the very language, the very breath of God in the beginning of Scripture that we find in Genesis. Understand this. It's not confined to the church pews. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are not structured so that they're only used when you're at church and worshiping the Lord. God's language creates stars and restores life. It rewrites your destiny. So why should you care? Because this gift can change everything. Let's explore why it's non-negotiable. Why the gift of miracles matter. Here are the stakes. Miracles are God's creative language. His very breath forging creation from nothing. In Exodus chapter 14, we find Moses is trapped with the Israelite people. The Egyptians are charging down on them to destroy them. And God says to Moses, "Take your staff and raise it." And as Moses does, the oceans part, and the people of God are able to escape from their enemies. Now consider 2 Kings chapter 4. A widow and her sons are about to be taken into slavery because they don't have enough funds to pay off their debt. And this widow calls out to a man of God and asks for help. And I want you to understand something. These aren't old fairy tales. These are actual examples and proof of the power of God that you can claim in your life. I want you to take a moment after this podcast and go to 2 Kings chapter 4 and read that example, that event that occurred with that widow, and how God intervened in her life and her children's life by multiplying oil from a small jar into many jars. In Psalms chapter 33, verse 6, the heavens were made by the very word of God, the language of God. Miracles glorify God. They reveal His heart and transform destinies. Yes, destinies. That includes your destiny. This gift is your lifeline in a world filled with dead ends, sickness, debt, and despair. It rejuvenates bodies, restores health, and redeems nations. Don't you desire that? It's not a maybe, it's essential. You're meant to wield this authority, this power, not simply watch from the sidelines. Let's explore how. How to use the gift of miracles. How can you make this yours? How can it be activated in your life? It's a divine flow. Faith ignites the spark. Wisdom navigates the course. Knowledge empowers you. And then miracles burst into reality. I've experienced this in my life. As a teenager attending a tent revival many years ago, I was praying with the people, and suddenly God's language strikes me. The fillings in my teeth had been deteriorating for some time. When suddenly a painful, intensive jaw pain occurred in my mouth, and my crumbling fillings transformed into gleaming silver fillings. When I visited the dentist later that week, he was astonished and asked, "Who did this?" And I told him what I just shared with you. He said, "You don't need any work. These are perfect." Years later, my car breaks down on me. I'm a young man, married, and this was devastating for me. It's a $7,000 repair that I can't afford. My job is on the line, and the bills are piling up. We've all been there. I need this car to get back to work on Monday, and it's a Friday evening when this all happens to me. Amidst this whole thing, this chaotic moment on a Friday after work, I just begin to pray and ask the Holy Spirit for guidance, what to do. Then I hear a small, still voice say to me, "Pray for the car." And I hesitate, thinking to myself, "What? I'm going to pray for a car, this physical, mechanical device?" So instead of saying no, I ponder on this. I sleep on this overnight. The next morning, as the sun is rising and the world is still quiet, I quiet myself and I follow through praying quietly in tongues with purpose and with the operation of interpretation of tongues. As I clasp my hands in front of me, I feel a weight as if I'm holding an object. As my natural eyes begin to see into the spiritual realm, a vibrant, dynamic matter comes into existence. God's creative essence, His language, I begin to see. As I speak, I witness the vehicle's parts being repaired with my spiritual eyes. I walk out to the car and I turn the key. And suddenly the engine roars back to life. It's good and it's ready to go. And I'm sure that you're thinking to yourself, "I want to do this. I want this gift of miracles to exist in my life." Well, this is how you can achieve this. Trust that the Holy Spirit is guiding you. Act and speak the language of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you the language of God. And do this with boldness. Make no excuses. This is God's very breath within you. Don't let doubt extinguish it. You have the strength to accomplish this. When to use the gift of miracles? When should you call on the power of miracles? Well, the right exact moment is anytime, anywhere, right this moment. I didn't expect a miracle at that tent revival. It was a random night for me. The car, that was a desperate Saturday for me. I wasn't ready to use the gift of miracles. It didn't even enter my mind that I should pray for a physical inanimate object. Elijah's widow, that oil that was flowing, I'm sure Elijah didn't realize that this is what was going to happen. All these miracles that I just shared with you did not occur in a church building, didn't occur during a prayer group or a worship service. This was happening in everyday life. It was a mess, just an absolute mess. Now, the gift of miracles isn't just for Sundays, and I want you to hear that part because it's so important. The Holy Spirit can meet you where you're at. You don't have to run to a church. You don't have to run to a prayer group. You don't even have to be worshiping and be holy and anointed. You could be at your worst, and all you have to do is just cry out to God. These gifts are for breakdowns on Monday and for the crisis that occur on a Tuesday. I've witnessed and created miracles at my own work, quietly, without a prayer group, with everything falling apart around me, and I was just at my worst. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 commands us to subdue creation. And miracles, the gift of miracles, reinforces this truth. Build up your faith through prayer, reading and hearing scripture, and trusting that God has your destiny in His hands. Don't wait for a stage to speak from or for a feeling of anointing. Your time is now, and the Holy Spirit is waiting for you in your mess. Seize the moment. Your breakthroughs and your destiny are ready for you to embrace. Human miracles versus the gift of miracles. Don't mistake this for human miracles, like a last-minute game victory or a close call as you escape death. Those fleeting moments fade away. While science simply attributes such things to luck, the gift of miracles is more. It's the language of God. It's not chance. John chapter 1, verse 1 says this, "The Word of God created all things." The language of God, the breath of God, created all things. Humans can mend and patch things. The gift of miracles transforms them from one thing to another. My teeth weren't merely repaired. They were restored, revived. My car's issues weren't just fixed. It surged back to life. This isn't about desperation. It's about a higher purpose. Trust human ingenuity when it succeeds, but when it falters, the gift of miracles creates the unimaginable. You're not meant to settle for the ordinary. You're meant for exceptional creation. Embrace it. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. If you are interested into knowing more and going deeper and discovering more about the gift of miracles, learn how to activate it and embrace it, and understand why it's your birthright, If you're ready to dive in deeper, then get your hands on The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. Chapter 7 reveals this incredible gift in its entirety, illustrating how it can change lives and the world around us today. It's your essential guide to harnessing this power in your life right now. Don't just listen, take action. Share these insights with someone who feels stuck, and I'll catch you next time. Speak with faith, trust in God's word, and witness as miracles reshape your reality. You were created for this moment. Go for it. Before I go, I'd like to pray with those of you who would like prayer to receive the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit and to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Please repeat after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your kindness and mercy. I seek your forgiveness. Cleanse my heart and make me new. Restore what I have lost and draw me closer. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, believing in your sacrifice for my eternal life. Baptize me in your Holy Spirit and fill me with your power. I embrace your blessings in my life. Guide me on this path that you have chosen for me. Search my heart and fulfill my longing for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Empower me to fulfill your purpose. Jesus, make me one with you as you are one with the Father. I surrender my will to follow you. I choose to walk in your light. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, your grace, and the Spirit that you have filled me with. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Thanks for joining me today. If this podcast has been a blessing, please share it with a friend. Until next time, go and enjoy life. I encourage you to live, break free from the things that have been holding you back, and step into the fullness of what God has for you. Shake off the chains that have kept you bound. Rise up, dust yourself off, and step back into the race and live again. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. His waters never run dry, and his presence brings renewal, healing, and strength. I say to you, come and drink. Be refreshed, be restored, and walk boldly in the freedom that Christ has given you. This is your time. This is your moment, and I say to you, live.